Corruption, they say, is as old as Adam, and attempts by successive governments to uproot or bring it down to the barest minimum have always hit the wall. Now, the Ananado government plans to confront the issue head-on by establishing an independent prosecutor's office separate from the Justice Ministry to handle prosecution of corrupt and deviant persons. Former Shraj boss Justice Emil Short believes if the proposed plan is carried out, Ghana will be the better for it. He has joined us live to espouse his views on the appointment of an independent prosecutor to tackle corruption. Good afternoon, Mr. Short.
Good afternoon.
Is this a novel idea, or we can find it elsewhere in the world?
Yes, the other countries that have adopted this approach. The problem with the present constitutional dispensation is that the Minister of Justice, who is a member of the ruling government, is also the Attorney General. And in many situations, when he or she has to prosecute members of the sitting government or people who are sympathetic to the sitting government, he or she finds it very difficult or is very reluctant to do so. So if you have an independent prosecutor, somebody who is not, who does not owe allegiance to the sitting government, then he or she would be in a much better position to prosecute economic crimes like corruption, you know, without having to worry about the fact that he or she will be prosecuting a colleague or a member of the government to which he or she belongs. But the most important thing is that the person has to be appointed in a transparent and so that he or she is actually independent of the executive. And I think the president-elect has indicated that the appointment is not going to be by the executive, and I think that is in the right direction. In other words, I suggest that there should be an advertisement for this position, and people can apply, and then you can have a committee that will interview the applicant, and then draw up a short list, which will be given to the president, and he would appoint from the list. So if the person has to be independent, it shouldn't be a situation where the president appoints in consultation with the Council of State. No, that would not be effective. So what is important is to ensure that the appointment process is one that ensures that we have somebody who is truly independent of the sitting government.